Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Merry Christmas. Yes, I know it's on Thursday. Thursday. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Worship team, thank you so much. Elizabeth, good to see you. Hallelujah. Was she here last Sunday? No. She came on Monday. But the dad told us yesterday in her presence that he didn't know when she was returning. Isn't it? Yes. Didn't you say it? Glory be. Anyway, yeah, there was a confusion of what? Monday, Sunday, yeah, but it was what? Monday. So good to see you. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. God is good. God is what? God is good. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, one of the reasons why I enjoyed worship was that there were two young people just behind me. I think it was him and Raphael. Who else was there? Alba? That is Buju. Alba, Buju? Yes. You are there, isn't it? Glory be to God. Yes, some man I could hear, they encouraged me to also sing. Glory be to God. So I was like, in future, I'll have the 10, behind me, just only that age group. Glory be to God. And if they don't sing, I'll chase them away. Glory be to God. Yes, but they did a good job last Sunday. They sang. Did you sing this Sunday? Today. Yeah? Come. No. Let us say the truth. Raphael, what were you saying? Who's Alpha?
Alpha.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They were playing. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yes, but they sang and they what? And they blessed my heart. Glory be to God. Yes. How many were they? You are how many?
There were four.
Sam remembers them. Okay, let me what? Bless them. You're counting badly. Glory be to God. This is what man is for, okay? To bless children, okay? Especially as they look forward to Christmas. Amen? So, Harvey, come, please. And Buju, yeah. And Buju Glory be to God. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, isn't it? God is good. So good to see you. Good to see Martinson. Okay? Yes, I was glad to see you today. You had said that you might be in Fort Portal today. So you're traveling tomorrow. Okay? Things changed. Yeah. It's good they changed, amen? It was good to see you. Hallelujah. Andrew, yes. Happy 5th anniversary. Hallelujah. Yes. Your wife thanks God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Flora, how's your dad? By the way, do you know that Flora's dad has been unwell? What's her name? Joanne, you didn't know. Joanne is the one who always knows what's happening with God's people. As Sammy, Soka, and I are watching football. Glory be to God. Yeah, but for us, dad has been unwell. Was he discharged? Hey, he's back home. Eh? Anyway, keep in touch with Flora and stand with her to see recovery concerning her dad. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Kwezi, good to see you. Robin, where is your husband? He stepped out. Okay, work? Anyway, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, Eden is not here. She got a cold. Yeah, so we left her at home. Yeah, so Nkwanzi, after here, we'll go and check on your friend. Amen? Yeah. Nkwanzi is going to check on her friend after here. Okay. She's not going to negotiate with anyone. They're concerned. Amen? Glory be to God. Sam is like, but, amen? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hey, Alana is here. Hey, glory be to God. You didn't see that. There's some people who don't know you. Stand and they see you. Yeah. Yes, Alana was here 2 months ago. Where's the mother? Yes, isn't it? She went to school her first year. Malaysia, is it? Mauritius. Yeah, those countries, they're all abroad. Malaysia, Mauritius, Tanzania, and so. Good to see you. Okay, so you're here for Christmas. Then you'll be back. Hallelujah. But these rich what? People. Go for 3 months to school, fly back, cry. Eh? Anyway, but that's what money is for. Especially if the Lord has led you to what? To spend it that way. Glory be to God. Esther, isn't that so? Yeah. The other day we showed on a holiday in Dubai. Like, hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, George, good to see you. Yeah, George doesn't go to holiday in Dubai. For him, he's in Dubai. Glory be to God. Yeah, then there's a lady, Flora's friend. I forget her name. She used to visit us back in the day. Isn't she your friend? Huh? Okay, what's your name? No. She resembles someone else. Yeah. That is a twin. Yeah, that's a twin. But there's someone she resembles. Flora, do you remember that lady used to come to church back in the day? Hallelujah. That's a twin. Bavidia, isn't it? Yeah, let's give twins. All twins, stand up. Yes, twins. I said all twins. Now, Longo, where is the other twin? That's very bad, isn't it? Yeah? Yes, good to see you. Where's Kato? Hallelujah. Yeah, but I think every now and again, no, I was asking for Kato. Okay. You can have a seat. But this guy is my friend. You come. Oh, both of them, okay. Hallelujah. Yes, Katwa and Bavi. Amen. Glory be to God. Sam, you're going to give back the Lord all this money that I'm giving away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to have twins? Yeah. Yeah. How many of you here, you believe in God for twins? You might also receive money. Andrew, I believe in God for twins. You know, at times you can be believing God for things and your spouse doesn't know. You're believing God for twins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does your spouse know that you believe in God for twins? Now he knows. Aha. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is what? The Lord is good. Yes. But remind me to also send Waswa. Waswa what? This one? Okay. Waswa, okay? But I gave you 10. I gave you 20. Okay, okay. Waswa, okay? Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. But sometimes it's good, I think, to keep the twins apart. For you know, any want to go there, you understand? Eh? So they can learn, because a time will come when they're not together. You understand? Eh? All the time, isn't it? Yeah, so it's good at times for such to happen for a short while, isn't it? Glory be to God. Amen. Otherwise, they can disturb each other in their marriages, isn't it? Say amen, it's true. Then it's keeping at the aunt home all the time, what? Then one's talk with the wife, then he's not going away. Glory be to God. Amen. So siblings at times can be what? Yeah, they can behave in unwise ways, isn't it? You're always in each other's space, and you are antagonizing a friend. Isn't that so? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So those of you who are believing God for twins, if God has given you a promise towards that, he will fulfill it. By the way, to believe God for anything, you don't have to first hear him say that he's going to give you that thing. I hope you're aware. You don't have to first wait for God to tell you what he wants to give you. Okay? You can initiate. Which you can tell God, I want this and I'm believing you for that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And at times, very often, that which God hasn't told you about, or that which God hasn't promised you, and then it's you who initiates it, okay? Very often, it is actually the Lord who put the desire in your heart. So why you think that it is you who why you think you are the beginning and the author, all right? You might be amazed that actually God was the author of that desire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is why very often, or should I say usually, one of the ways of how to be led by the Spirit, how to be led by the Spirit, how to be led by God, it is to, like especially if you have a very great relationship with God, okay, you spend time with him, you love him, you desire to walk in his will, okay, one of the ways that you can actually walk in his perfect will for your life in anything is by following the desires of your heart. Glory be to God. Following the desires of your heart. Because if you really love God, okay, you want to please him in everything. You spend time with him. What happens? In a sense, the two are one. So his desires become your desires. Glory be to God. And how do you get to know his desires? You get to know them by what you desire. Glory be to God. Because you're close, you're tight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I have a sister who's married to a twin, okay? And the twin brother, anyway, they are identical twins, like Ukato and Waswa, okay? You met that sister once, okay? Joanne. Yeah, now those guys, okay, one will wake up, will put on a cape, okay? Then the other one, then they will link up during the day. And the other one also will arrive when he has a cape on. Glory be to God. As in, it's amazing, okay? But one of the reasons I think is because they are so close, okay? That anyway, maybe that's one of the ways you can that I can use to explain how if you walk so closely with God, okay, and you desire to do His will, okay, you desire to always be in His perfect will, okay. Okay, one of the ways to do that is to follow the desires of your heart because you're so close that His desires become your desires. Glory be to God. And when you get to that level, then you should be so careful not to ignore your desires. Okay? In order to walk by other people's desires. You understand, eh? Something close to peer pressure. Okay? So you have a friend who's not so close with the Lord. Okay? But because maybe you're not strong-willed, so you now walk by the desires of your friend because maybe they are more pushy, more, you know, eh? And in that sense, you're ignoring the desires of your friend, the desires of God. You see, eh? And that's how you can miss the will of God for your life, as you're there waiting for a dream. Glory be to God. But God already told you what He wants for you. Okay, He told you by the desires you got in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. There are years, many years ago, okay, I hadn't entered in this realm of this thing of dreaming, okay? But how was I able to walk with God and know what He desired for me? It was simply by following the desires of my heart. Glory be to God. And later, I'll get to know that actually that's what God desired for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, but now, I emphasize that I have not said all of you go and what? Just follow the desires of your heart. You remember I said if you closely walk with the Lord, okay, that's a very great condition, okay? Because, I mean, you, as in even the devil has what? Desires, isn't it? But they're not of the Lord, okay? All these fools, you know, immoral people, they have desires, but they're not of the Lord. Glory be to God. So that's why I say that if you really love God and you walk with Him, you want to please Him, then His desires will be your desires. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's a scripture, by the way, to that effect. Okay? It's what? Aha! What is it? Very good. Yeah. You know, I was speaking all this as I was trying to what? To get. Glory be to God. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Okay, so there are two applications to that verse, okay? Number one, you delight yourself in the Lord, then He will give you what you know, eh? Okay? But also, this application that when you're delighting in the Lord, okay, He gives you desires. He puts His desires in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Never forget that. Eh? Okay? And that's why you should love to love God. You should love to walk in His perfect will. You see, The will of God shouldn't be a by the way. You see what I mean? It should be top priority for every Christian. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? And I've told you, in fact, almost, I don't think it is possible to really love the Lord, to walk with Him. Eh? To walk with Him and you spend time with Him. I don't think it is possible for you to be weak-willed. Eh? There's strong-willed. What's opposite? What's opposite of strong-willed? You see, you can be strong-willed in the flesh. Okay? And you think it's a plus. Okay, but that is just a flesh. It's carnality. Hallelujah. You should be strong-willed in the Lord. Glory be to God. You get to know what the will of God is, and that's it. Hallelujah. And that's what? And that's it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Strong will, they mean going around and shouting your opinions. Watch. You see, your opinions might be of the devil. Glory be to God. Strong will doesn't mean hardlining in everything. You hardline, I'm not changing my stand. No. Okay, the real being strong willed is being strong willed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so if God hasn't promised you the twins, you can initiate it. Hallelujah. You can what? Hey, go to Him and say, for me, I want what? I want like Kato and like Waswa. Isn't it? Like Babilie, like Kato. Hallelujah. Amen. And one day you realize that actually it's the Lord. Okay, your friend. Okay? You simply sensed the desires of your friend, the Lord Jesus. His desires for your life. He put them into your heart. Or you remember what they call osmosis? Huh? Osmosis. You man. You remember osmosis? You know you can forget osmosis when you're looking for votes, amen? There's someone who's wearing yellow there. Yes, osmosis, so God's desires, okay, they diffuse. Remember also, diffusion, glory, diffusion. Okay, so they move from His heart to your heart, isn't it? Because you're so close, isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but if the Lord has specifically told you that He's going to give you twins, okay, then yes, go ahead and believe Him for that. Hallelujah. Go ahead and what? Believe Him for that, even if it takes a long time. Okay, don't stop believing Him for what He said, for what He promised, okay, until the twins come, or until He tells you otherwise. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, and by the way, that's one of the things we learn about this, like the coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. The coming of Jesus, do you know when it was first prophesied, when the promise was first given? Christina, do you know? They don't teach you those things in your school. Glory, I'm joking, okay? So don't what? Okay. Hallelujah. Alana, do they teach you that where? Mauritius. Do they teach you that? But before you went there, did your mother teach you? Okay? But on a serious note, do you know when that promise was first given? Hallelujah. Yes, it was first given in Genesis. Okay? Given when? Genesis. But do you know when it came to pass? In Matthew. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis, we take off, isn't it? We go to Exodus. Sam, let's go together. Hallelujah. Mr. Balo, one more we go together. Genesis. Yeah? Don't assume Mr. Balo Senior. Okay, Genesis. Exodus. Quickly. Because you're quiet. Yet, there was a certain pace where that stuff was. Okay? Anyway, so, what's that book? The Old Testament has how many books? Okay? How many books? A big Nkwanzi. Okay? Anyway, how many books? There are many. Mr. Isoka said there are. Many. And there are many books. And the last one is Malachi. By the way, the Old Testament is what is also called the Jewish, New Testament, rather, Bible. Okay? Especially for those who don't believe that Jesus, that their Savior came. They're waiting for him. Okay, so for them, they stop on what? But they don't stop on Malachi. Okay? Because the order is different. Okay? Malachi is somewhere inside there. Their last book, I think, is Second Chronicles. Okay? But someone, for some reason, switched the order. I don't know why. Why didn't they leave what? The last book is actually what? But what I was saying, and so now it is until Matthew, after 30 books plus, that's when there are 39, I think. 39, glory be to God. I know my stuff, okay. But if you want to always remember how many books are in the Old what Testament, is you open Isaiah 40. Okay, I'm going to teach you. So Isaiah 40 is coming after how many chapters of Isaiah? 39. Okay? All right? So what does Isaiah say?
Isaiah 40, chapter 1.
Yeah, 1.
Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says the Lord God. Continue. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
Okay. So you remember that's what Jesus came to do, okay? To comfort us, to take away our sins, isn't it? So it's like Isaiah, from Isaiah 1 to 39, it's like the Old Testament. Then Isaiah 40. So it's like now that's the beginning of the what? The New Testament. Glory be to God. Amen? And it's interesting that Isaiah has how many chapters? 66. Okay? And the Bible has how many books? 66. Glory be to God. Will you ever forget that? No. So how many chapters are in the, how many books are in the New Testament? Very good. 27. 66 minus 1. Glory be to God. So you expected me to ask you how many books are in the Old Testament? Glory be to God. So there are 39. If you just remember, Isaiah 40 is like the beginning of the New Testament. Glory be to God. And if you want to know how many books are in the Bible, the number of chapters in Isaiah. That is for free. Glory be to God. Children, will you ever forget that? Yeah? I'm going to ask you at the end of the service. Hallelujah. Yes, but now it took, so from Genesis to Matthew, there are 39 or 40 books, okay? But actually, That doesn't even represent the length of time it took for the promise that was given in Genesis to come to pass. Okay? It took thousands of years. Thousands of years. Okay? Genesis 3, okay? Let's read that promise. Genesis 3, remember, children, this is after Adam and Eve have eaten the fruit which the Lord told them not to eat, isn't it? So the Lord said to the snake, what's the difference between a snake and a serpent? Elizabeth, I'm asking you, what's the difference? You're the one who stays with whites. I won't ask George. George stays with Arabs. And this is English. What's the difference between a serpent and a snake? Okay, George, by the way, one of the people in this church who has very good English is George. Okay? And actually one of the most intelligent people in this church. Glory be to God. Is that man. So make use of him. Amen? Yeah, I know him. He doesn't know that I know him. And he's one of the greatest Luganda speakers in this church. Hey, you should teach him, man. He knows this Kong Luganda from Masaka. Hey, George, am I spinning? No, Masaka, not this Masaka, which has been corrupted by Chinyarwanda, Chitoro, Masaka, deep there in Chitoro. Amen? And so, the Lord said to the snake, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals and more than every beast. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat what? Dust all the days of your life. Then he says that I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Okay? Or between your offspring and her what? Offspring, okay? He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. So now, as we all know, or as we should all know, this seed of the woman was talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. First prophecy in the Bible, Nkwanz. Never forget that. By the way, one of the people who listens to me in this church is Nkwanz. Okay? And when she learns something here, it doesn't stop here. For she goes and teaches others. Glory be to God. I heard that one of those days when I talked about blood covenants, you remember? Okay? God making an oath to Israel and Abraham had to cut animals to shed blood. Nkwanzi went to her school and people called her when she was teaching her friend about what a blood covenant means. Glory be to God. So give her a big hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it shouldn't just stop with the what? Nkwanzi, please come. Walk majestically. Hallelujah. Walk like your Mr. Isoka's daughter. Aha, like majestically. Amen? Yes. She listens to what? My staff. Glory be, I am her best preacher. Glory be to God. Okay? Mr. Isoka has another best what? His best preacher. Nkwanzi has what? So, first prophecy, children, in the Bible was this, the coming of Jesus. Okay? And Teddy, it took thousands of years. Okay? The person who had, the first people who had the prophecy, okay? They died. Okay? They died after hundreds of years. Okay? Hundreds of years they waited. Hundreds of years. Okay? Do you remember the approximate number of years Adam and Eve lived? Mr. Groom. The one who, man, some woman thanks God for you. Okay? Yeah? Very good. Oh, hallelujah. Alana, okay. I know what you want, but you will get it. Glory be to God. Just Oria, same stuff. Glory be to God. Grace, Joy, Elizabeth. But the people who are new in this church, don't dare call Grace, Joy. Don't dare call her Elizabeth. Okay, if you want to know what will happen to you, ask Mr. Mwanga Sam. He was almost beaten one day. Okay, so, first prophecy. Okay? The people who first received it, they lived and they died. And not this living for hours of what? A few decades. Hundreds of years. I'm sure they thought they were going to see it. They lived and they died. Their children were told about the prophets. Most probably, Adam and Eve wrote it in the will. Okay, wrote it in your will. Yeah? The parents, God said, we are dying, but we are commandeering God. Okay? The Messiah, the Savior, they lived and they died. Okay? Those children, one of the inheritances they gave their children was the will from their parents. Okay? The will of the grandparents. And there was also this thing, tuchabanja. Like how Buganda is still ukubanjaring the government? No? But they gave them some stuff sometime. Hey, isn't it? There's more. Aha. That kind of stuff. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Then there came some chaps. Thousands of years later, there came some chaps called what? Prophets. Hallelujah. Prophets, God also told them about what? What he had told the first humans. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? First Peter. Okay? First Peter chapter 1, verse 10. What does it say? It says that of this salvation, the prophets who came way after Adam and Eve have inquired and searched diligently or carefully. Okay? Those prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would be revealed or would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you. That is basically the coming of Jesus and the what? And his suffering. So the prophets, anyway, were also told. Okay? And the Bible says they also searched diligently. What time is it coming? Is it coming in our time? Okay? This Isaiah man. Okay? The 66 man. Glory be to God. He lived. He prophesied. Hallelujah. By the way, one of the best books in the Bible, I think, is Isaiah. Glory be to God. All that stuff you read in Revelation, by the way, it is also in Isaiah, but not in the order that you want. The coming of Jesus is in Isaiah. Okay, what will happen thereafter in the millennium? It's in Isaiah. Glory be to God. Anyway, but he lived and died. Okay? There are those who came after him. He had contemporaries. Okay? They were also told of the Lord. Okay? When they were told, they were like, is it in our time? Okay? But the Lord somehow said, no, it's not for your time. Amen? Go sleep with your fathers. You remember what he told Daniel? Hey, you go and sleep with your what? Hey, hallelujah. What you have prophesied will come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm saying all this to say that if you have a promise from heaven, Hallelujah. Don't give up on it. Glory be to God. Don't give up on it, however long it takes. Don't give up on it, and don't get alternative ways of making the will of God come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus came, and that is evidence that God is faithful, isn't it? But it was after a long, we can't even imagine what 1,000 years is like, isn't it? Okay? You see, now like this African history, okay? Just like maybe Uganda, like history. I want to talk about 1,000 years. Like you can't see beyond 1900 agreement. You understand? Because I'm curious, I'm like, what were people, like, how were people living? Remember, there was no money. It's like, you know, eh? So that I tell you 1,000 years. That's why, again, now this tribe thing is so being tribalistic. It is so stupid, man. Okay? Because you don't know what happened 1,000 years ago. Where your great, 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 eh? Where they came from. Do you understand? And so, 1,000 years ago. Okay? I remember, like in Africa, we never used to write. Maybe the Egyptians used to write, okay? Yeah, but the rest of Africa, or maybe North Africa used to write, but anyway, the rest of them weren't writing. So there's nothing documented, like, for real, this happened. Okay? Then now I tell you 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago in Uganda, like, you know, eh? And it's hard to imagine. Okay? But now this now was more than that, man. More than that. But God fulfilled his word. God did what? God fulfilled his word. Okay, the Savior came, the seed of the woman, the offspring of the woman, who was going to crush the serpent's head, who was going to deal with the authority of the devil. Okay? He came. He came. Glory be to God. He came. Okay? Just as the songs, the Christmas carols, that you sang. Okay? Matthew chapter 1, I think it is. Matthew chapter 1 from verse 18 says that now the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, okay, must have been like Andrew. Very good man. Okay? Very good man. Doesn't antagonize nobody. Okay? Elizabeth, have you heard? Didn't antagonize nobody. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. But man, human nature is a very interesting thing. We were in Rwanda from Wednesday until yesterday. We came back yesterday. And so while we were there, I met a young man, okay? Some young man. This guy, man, just on first encounter, very nice chap, okay? I was telling my wife about him, okay? Very nice one. Very nice guy, like the ideal man for any chick. Yeah? Ideal, Mr. Andrew. Glory be to God. Mr. Andrew, didn't antagonize nobody, loves everybody, no one. Then I was told I was told something, which I'm going to tell you, which just makes you like this human nature, man. Okay? Now, this guy was married. Okay, but some time ago, I think this year or the other year, his wife just got their children and she disappeared. She left the guy. Went. Guy didn't know where she went with the kids. Huh? Yeah, but I heard that occasionally she would just send him what? Like an audio of the baby crying and asking for what? For the dad. You understand? Now, not to say that what she did was right, but now there's a human being who didn't see this guy the way I see him, Mr. Andrew, you know, eh? Why she was like, why this guy is fair? And she decided to what? So for me, such things cause me like you know, like I even don't know how to say it, but you understand what I'm saying. Like now you find, you see a woman so we have Mr. Andrew, loves everybody, you know, didn't even antagonize the devil. I'm joking. Okay, and then someone who's nice, everyone likes him. Those things of you just meet a person and you like him. Everyone, when you take him to your village, all villagers just like him. There's something about Andrew. Okay? Okay, so there's a Mr. Andrew now. There's a Miss who? Okay, there's a Miss somebody. Okay, now you look at her, you're like, wow, you know, eh? Okay, now when I was younger, much younger, okay, I was young, like in high school, and maybe people like Mwanga's sisters would come to smack, and you just see man, an angel, and you're like, man, the Mwangas who live with this angel in holidays, man. They're so blessed, man. You understand? Okay. Now, then you find someone who tells you, gets the children and busts. So, this chick, and you saw those things. Human nature is very, anyway, maybe it just shows that we're all not there, isn't it? Yes, we're all not there. However much we're endowed with as in everything good, eh? But still we're not all there, okay, like Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe it is for that reason that people shouldn't leave their spouses for just those things. You're going to say, because there's no human like Jesus. Hallelujah. Rick Joyner, 1 year ago, Rick Joyner writes that Jesus appeared to him. Okay? Like he has appeared to people like Joanne. Okay? Alan, I think. Anyway, so he was asked that what was the greatest thing about Jesus? Okay? This person say that man, just looking into his eyes, man, you just experience love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've seen the Lord a number of times. For me, man, the only time he appeared to me, it was like he didn't want me to see him. Okay? It was in a dream, by the way. Okay? It was in a dream. So in this dream, I was fasting and praying in the dream, okay? Then Jesus appears to me in the skies, okay? And then he tells me that it is time to begin doing what I told you to do that Elvis does back in the day before, like Elvis's fall. So anyway, he appears to me and tells me that the time has come for you to begin what? But yeah, you know, and I remember waking up, and my, you know, when you wake up in glory, okay, but you faintly remember, okay, the person you saw. It's like he didn't want to be seen. Glory be to God. It's possible that the dream was actually much longer, okay, but he just cut that. You understand what I mean? Anything, man, that was the first and only time. He told me the time has come. Glory be to God. Okay? Because prior to that, I had had a dream. Brother, you guys, Mbonye was a prophet. Glory be to God. I don't think there was anyone like him in this country. Okay? Hallelujah. And so one time, I get a dream, and in this dream, okay, in this dream, I am introducing someone to Elvis, okay? And in the dream, I see myself, and I look exactly like Elvis. You know, like Kato and Waswa. You know in the dream how you can see yourself? Like, I don't know now what is here. Like, I can't see myself. Okay? But in the dream, you see yourself. Okay? So in the dream, I'm introducing someone to Elvis, and I look exactly like Elvis. Okay? Hallelujah. Like, we're identical with twins. Now, some months later, you remember Jaysa? Uh-huh. Lydia, who knows him and some other people. This guy who dreams, when we're in a fellowship, okay? And Elvis tells the fellowship that by the way, you guys, what you don't know, I and Moses are twins in the spirit. Do you remember those things? Yeah. Okay? So now you can see what God is saying. He's saying that you're going to be a prophet just like. Okay, then there's a young man who used to work with him at MRC, okay? Medical Research Council, who I took to Zoe. One time this young man sends me a dream. He said, "Doctor," okay? Those days, the guy used to whisper, doctor, I had a dream. In this dream, we were like at a crusade. And Elvis was preaching. All right? He was doing what? Preaching. And there were some people who seated up on the what? It's called what? A platform? Uh-huh. Then he turned. No, he told the people that I am going to raise up a man who will be able to do everything that I do. And that then he turned to me and said, "This is a man." Three dreams, meaning what? The same thing. Okay? Now, it is in that context that one day I get this dream. And Jesus appears to me and says, "The time has come." That dream was so wonderful, but I was also freaked out. I was like, "I think I can't hear. What am I going to do?" You know, now you see, you really want to do the will of God, but you're scared. How? Like, how am I going to start to tell someone their birthday? You know, but now you see, I really wanted to do the will of God. Okay, now, if God has let you know his will, okay, and maybe you're fearing, don't just tell him no. Okay, like he's your houseboy. Well, glory be to God. Be like Mary. By the way, Mary says, ask the angel, like, how shall this be? How? Don't say no. Just ask how. Ask, you know, eh? Okay? But I don't know why I've gone, what? But see, it's Christmas, isn't it? Christmas is not for reading many, what? Eh, but it is for preaching the word. Glory be to God. Okay? As in things which are applicable, isn't it? Hallelujah. So, I got freaked out, man. Because Mbonye was at another one. Eh. So, I was like, God, I've been to be on Bivu Demu. Like, your things for me, I'm out. No, I asked the Lord, I was like, God, help me. I told him, I really want to do your will. You understand? But I don't know, and man, I'm scared. Okay? Then I told him that, just teach me how to do it, and I'll do it. Okay? Just teach me how to do it. Because I was like, I can't just walk in Zoe one day, when it is my turn to preach. Then, next January, I was like, I'll backfire. People will be like, Kati, what's your problem? You just preach your things. Why are you trying to be like someone else? So I was like, I told God, man, you know, okay, I want to do your will, but remember God had prepared me. He's like, this is what you're going to be. You'll be a prophet like this and this and this. So now a day comes, he appears to me, man. Hallelujah. And tells me the day as well. So I told him, just show me how. Okay, show me how and I'll do it. Okay? I'll do it not really like out of love, but just because I want to be in your will. Okay? Now one day, it's a Tuesday, I go to fellowship, open house. Okay? And that day, it was me who was going to preach. Like the officer said, it is you who's going to preach that day. So, I go, have my, what I'm going to say, or what I was going to talk about, giving and receiving, I don't remember. So, when I entered the hall, a lady called Usadris, okay, who comes to me, and she says that, doctor, you know, those days I wasn't a pastor, doctor, I had a dream about you last night. I'm like, uh-huh. Then she says, I saw Jesus appear to you. I saw you talking with Jesus. Now, when I heard that, I was like, but this Jesus, why did he come and talk? But now, someone sees him talking with me, the psalm lover. Like, I don't know why Jesus has hidden himself from. Yet I walk in holiness, isn't it? Isn't it, Gerard? Don't I walk in holiness? At times, glory be to God. So anyway, yeah, so Usadri says that, I saw you talking with Jesus. Glory be to God. Then he told you that the time has come for you to begin blessing my people. Then I saw you got scared. Glory be to God. Eh? You got scared. Then he taught you how to do it. Glory be to God. One of the things which he saw, he said that he told you that go and lay your hand on a person. Then she said that when you did it, there's someone you touch. When you did it, the dreamer saw like information was being downloaded from heaven. You know how you download? 10%, 11%, 99%, 100%. Yeah? That's the best way she could what? Describe it. Glory be to God. And the dream ended. Glory be to God. So now, you remember? I asked him, just show me how. I will just do it. See me, I love. I'm going to prophesy because I love you. You see, this love thing with God is not, most of the time, it's not an emotional thing. And that's where we get it wrong. We confuse emotions with love. Okay, you remember, Jesus said that loving me is obeying my what? Commandments. Okay? So it is useless for you to, I love you, I love you, you know. But then you're not doing what he told you to do. Glory be to God. And so, you remember? It was, now, Cyrus hadn't known my dream. Glory be to God. And so, and this, she gets it on the day when I was supposed to be the one preaching. So, man, the service begins. And I'm like, Mpede, Kati, now what more? What more? What excuses do I have? So I somehow got wisdom. But maybe it was of the Lord. Anyway. So I'm like, now, today I'm going to prophesy signature caller. I love God. I want to obey him. I asked him, how do I do it? He showed me. Now. So the service begins, we worship, but I'm like, and I knew if you leave this service without prophesying, that's high-level disobedience. Okay? So as I preached my things, I got these thoughts that ngenda kutandikira kono omulosi, the dreamer. Because katiye, angeiningam. Do you know that term? Gaining in someone. You know the way like Nkwanzi gains in the father. He sees his father as a great man. Man, my dad, my dad, my dad. My dad bought my wife a... Yeah, which car? Okay. My dad, my dad. You know, ice cream on the house. And so I was like, that's how Usadris, because she dreamt, man, I was jazzing with Jesus. So she knows, man, this Moses guy, man, he jazzes with Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus told him, you know, so I'm like, that one who believes in me. By the way, when you become a preacher, okay, maybe I shouldn't say it this way, but me as a preacher, I prefer to preach in a congregation where they are like, and they are people like one or two or even more, but if they're just like two, people I know, they really believe my stuff. You see, there's a way in which you receive what the learners will call positive energy. Just having with someone in the crowd. That's why there are times I can come to preach, okay? There are times I come to preach and I want some people to be in the congregation. Like, I won't tell you who, but I just feel that service is someone who should be there. Not that I have a word for them. Not that I'm going to touch them and then info get downloaded. No, but them just being in the congregation. Glory be to God. That's why at times when people go to preach in places, like visit to preach, they go with some people. And they make them sit, you know, Because now they know your jazz, you can, you know, They know that, man, this guy jazz is with Jesus, you know. For us, we know him. The more money, no guy. Are you serious? For you, just playing with him. But you know, for too much money, And so, Usadris, she's the one, what? After I said all my things, I told the worship team to do their things, man. Usadris didn't know what was coming. Glory be to God. I walked up to her, did what she saw in a dream. Glory be to God. You see this prophesying thing, it's a faith thing. Glory be to God. When you try to go mental, you are finished. You see, just do what the Lord told you to do. Lay your hand, whatever comes, just say. If you're wrong, that is Jesus' problem, isn't it? Because the one who told you what? But just make sure, if you're wrong, you are not out of scripture. Do you understand? Don't say stupidity like you see a pregnant woman. Then you say rubbish that you're pregnant with a devil. Now you're saying, there is a stupid man who gave my wife that one, who prophesied. Years ago, when what? She was pregnant. Some idiot man. And I saw that idiot in Rwanda. Okay? And he had time with what? With a person for whom we had gone. And I saw them seated, and the person was giving the person info, and I was like, now, this is how trouble begins. A guy who prophesied that a pregnant woman is what? So back in the day, I told my wife, please, please, please. She has never, whatever with that, what? That fool. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make, if you're going to be wrong, just make sure you prophesy within the bounds of what? Of scripture. Don't tell someone to leave their husband. Don't tell someone to leave what? Their wife. You understand? Be within what? Don't tell someone to take poison. You understand? Just be within. So if you're wrong, you're wrong within the parameter. You see what I mean? Hallelujah. And when you do that, and it is a spirit who has led you to prophesy, 99% most of the time you'll get it right. Glory be to God. Like a month ago, I did that to Lydia. But I don't know if she what? Like if she remembers. Month ago on a Thursday, I came to Aitasha. Then I told her something small is coming, you know, but don't, you know? And meanwhile, for me, I don't know what I've said. But I've, you know, that week, I think, I get to hear that someone who close to her has gotten a job. Glory be to God. But it is not paying that much. But, you know, and in my heart, I was like, that's it. Glory be to God. But I didn't come and assure her. Oh, Jukila, oh, would not be when. Would you remember that thing? Glory be to God. So I know there are some of you who are asking, but Pastor, why don't you do it every Thursday and every Sunday? That is for another day. Glory be to God. That is what? For another day. Am I in disobedience? No. Glory be to God. Anyway, but Jesus appeared to me, told me the time has come. I don't know, maybe that is what he's even saying now, that the time has come. For me, I'm just giving you my what? My story. But the prophecy that he gave Eve, it came to pass. Glory be to God. Okay? Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, says that in the fullness of time, glory be to God, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. Okay? So, he's talking about Jesus. In the fullness of time. Glory be to God. Okay? Jesus came. The prophecy, the Genesis prophecy, came to pass, man. Hallelujah. Came to pass. But Manzi, it took thousands. How old is your dad? 45. Okay, now, 4,000 divided by 40 is what? Like 100. So now, your dad's age times 100. It's like that's how long it took. Like 4,000 years for the prophets to come to pass. But glory, the prophecy came to pass. But it had to be in the fullness of the at the right moment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. The Lord is what? Glory be to God. I'll never forget many years ago. Now it is coming to 20 years. Okay? I remember, but it all began just after I'd gotten born again. And I got to know about a preacher called Robert Lyadon, the author of God's Generals. And man, I prayed to God, God, I want to meet this guy. Okay? Just take me to California, because I got to know that he was best there. Take me to California just to meet him. Then I used to go to pray. Okay, MTR. And I was like, Lord, Let all the wisdom that you've placed in Robert's ladder, let it be in me also. Glory be to God. Now, when I began to work, miraculously, I got a job with whites who were from California, San Francisco. Glory be to God. Then I was like, okay, God is going to answer what? My prayers. You see now, undi nabazunga bavawa San Francisco, California. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I worked for them. I did a good work. Now, one day, I was in Chenjojo, okay, working for those whites. Chenjojo in Utoro, working for those whites, okay? Then our administrator, okay, an African, who came and beat me a whisper, okay? Mkwanzi, do you know beating a whisper? Okay, your mother will tell you, beating a whisper. Okay? Beating a whisper is what? Have you seen? That is called what? Beating a whisper. So, she beat me a whisper. She told her, these bazungos, they're so impressed with your work, and they're planning to take you to the U.S. for a master's in California. But don't tell anyone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, then she gave me like an approximate time when they're going to call me. Because first she had inside info. Okay? Now, I finish Uchenjojo, I go to Ukanungu, Kihihi, again to work for these whites. Okay? Now, while I was there, I felt the promise should be now. I should receive a phone call from what? Kampala. Glory be to God. But man, the phone call didn't come. Glory be to God. The phone call didn't what? And I got to learn that the admissions for that year, Biagwada. Okay? The admissions for masters at that university. Okay? Now, that place, man, I have fond memories of it because, man, God used to speak to me in that place. Okay? And that's the place where I first began to what? Put on weight. Okay? I was this tall, but I used to weigh like 57 kgs. Because most of the time I was what? Doing what his soccer's friend loves, what? Fasting. So I was tiny man, tall, like, but skinny man. And for some reason, I see myself as very handsome, man. Tiny, 57 kgs. Glory be to God. Okay? But in Kanungu, okay? That's why, because, you know, those guys had cheek as in Muchomo, man. Their chapatis were for, like, what? Ukinya. Their African tea. That place was wonderful. But, man, the admissions happened. These bazungos, man. Then I remember, while I'm in that state, God spoke to me. God used to speak to me in Kanungu. You think this? Anyway, because I used to work with him, I guess, okay? Not like now. Because I got into these football things. But God spoke to me, and I will never forget that scripture, and I love it so much. Glory be to God. Isaiah 54, verse 4. Okay? He spoke to me, okay, and he said that, do not fear, you will not be ashamed. Okay? Because what I haven't said, I had told people that I'm going to California. I'm going to California, I'm going to UC Berkeley. Glory be to God. Okay? Glory be to God. I'm going, you know, and for me, my strategy wasn't to go there and study. I saw this was God answering my prayer to meet Robert Sladon in California. Glory be to God. So I told people, Nyenda, California, man. Glory be to God. I had never been outside of this country. Nyenda kutandikira wa? Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then, man, you read on the website of the university, admissions, we are good. They're starting like in 3 months. Okay? The master's what? Program. Then God spoke to me Nalong. He told me, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. To Jahuswala. Glory be to God. But you know, hallelujah. You will not be what? Ashamed. And man, renewed joy. Glory be to God. And guess what happened? The following year, the whites called me. Glory be to God. And they fulfilled the other whisper. You remember Mkwanzi? The whisper was beaten. It came to pass. Glory be to God. It is while I was there that I met Flora. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It came to pass. Hallelujah. But it was in the what? The fullness of time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Esther. Like, I don't know how your walk with God has been, but for me, I can tell you, one of the things I know about God is that He is faithful. Katonda mwesigwa. Glory be to God. Mwesigwa. And just make sure you walk with Him. Hallelujah. You walk with Him. By walking with Him, I don't mean be miserable. You're there. You're discerning devils. But you always want to know, to tell people what they should do and what they shouldn't do. This shirt, what does this? Auspicious. What? You know, you're there, you just find people have just gotten what? Married. You feel you have a word for them. You know, you poke yourself in things which are not your business. You know, you're there. What? You're the one who's, you understand, that kind of thing. You look bad, you don't comb your hair, you have one suit. Hey! Glory be to God. Because you have given away all the money. No. That's not what? Walking with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, walk with God. Okay, young people, walk with who? Walk with God. And when you walk with God, He will speak to you. He will tell you the good plans He has for you. Hallelujah. And when you walk with God, you give Him the avenue for Him to fulfill what He has told you to do. Sometimes what He promises people never come to pass because people are living an immoral life. You understand? So they give a chance to the devil to mess them up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So for every promise, okay, in the fullness of time, it will come to pass. Just like it happened, okay? The first prophecy that was given to mankind came to pass, but after thousands of years, okay, in the fullness of time, it came to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.